So he's okay after he.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine. Just a day off today. Available off the bench.
Any updates on Felix?
No.
Do you have an idea of when you guys might start getting news on him?
Maybe sometime later this week.
Given Eric said that he doesn't view himself as a closer, do you view him as a Dylan closer or by committee?
No, it's pretty much going to be by committee right now, and then we'll kind of see how it goes. But like yesterday I had him in for that right-handed – that right-handed pocket there they have in the top and the middle, and go from there.
How close are you guys on deciding who the conditions are going
to be? We better be pretty close. No, we're having those discussions now. So we're trying to kind of see how the roster looks after today, and things can change quickly. So, we're talking about it right now.
Are these some tough calls because you have potentially guys coming off the IL, plus you have
Yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces right now, and so kind of seeing how everything kind of fits, and I think the off day tomorrow is kind of a little bit helpful in figuring that out. But we're having those discussions now on kind of every type of scenario and who we feel like is going to help our club in September.
How do you feel like Abby's handled the workload that's been put on him this year?
I think really well. Yeah, I think. I think McCann's made that a lot easier, honestly, because Mac's done such a great job. And but I think Adley's, he's played almost every game, got a ton of at-bats, being able to rest him behind the plate as much as I can. It's been really helpful for him this year.
Has McCann been more than you had hoped, do you think?
I think, I saw him play in Detroit and always knew the kind of defender he was. I knew the offensive year he had in Chicago. He was an all-star. But I didn't know a lot about him, but just heard great things about him. And so he's been everything that I would have hoped. And everything that I heard about, he's been that and more. He's been wonderful in every way.
The next game you play after that is going to be your first one in September. Is it exciting to think about, wow, it's September and we're really, and every game is going to be important to us?
Yeah. This is definitely an exciting time right now for our club, and going back to the West Coast. I feel like we were just there. So we were. It's an important road trip. Every game matters right now. Every game's important. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun playing the games that matter. I thought last year, honestly, was great for our guys, and we were in it at this time last year, and so to have the guys have that experience from last year is great, and this year it's a little bit different. We got a better record, and try to win as many games as possible.
Brandon, with all the decisions you have to make to finalize, after the first, where does Aaron Hicks fit into your plans in terms of knowing what he did when he got here?
Yeah.
And, of course, the injury is kind of hampering.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting him back. And he's, we're in that time of year right now, also, where there's guys are pretty banged up and beat up and need days off. And to have, a pro like Aaron and what he did for us when he was healthy, to get him back is going to be – to have back in the outfield mix, it's going to be really impactful for us. So he's getting close. He ran again this morning. He ran really, really well. Just also the veteran presence and the veteran leadership and the at-bats he takes, the ability to take a walk and help the patient approach, but also the ability to go deep, get big hits. I'm excited to get him back.
We have a couple of guys that fit that bill, the veteran leadership, but how important is that for this team going forward as you head toward postseason?
Yeah, I mean, they've done a great job with that this year of reminding younger players of things and speaking up in meetings and showing with the play that, how they play. And just to add Aaron back on the field, he's been around, even though he's been injured, he's been around. But to have him back on the field really with a, he's a really talented player still. And just another guy with experience would be great.
Is he going on a recap?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that yet. He might either going to do that or we're going to just kind of simulate some stuff and get him ready to play in the game. Yeah.
What's the next checkoff?
Just more swinging the bat more often, get some high-speed stuff, kind of pitch mix stuff, see how he recovers from things, those type of things. He's getting close.
Ryan McKenna, he keeps deals in the last couple of games. He didn't have the time coming into the stretch. Is this something he's seeing as his particular team, or is that something you guys want him to be more aggressive on?
No, it's more of taking advantage of opportunities. I feel like teams have done a pretty good job, especially the second half, of holding runners against us and knowing that we got some team speed and we're going to be aggressive, and teams have been aware of that. So they've done a good job of limiting our stolen bases. What we've done a great job of is base running and taking extra bases and going first to third. We go first to third as well as anybody, and scoring from first on a double and things like that. Our secondaries are real good. Our contact reads from third base are real good. We take a lot of pride in that. So if a team doesn't allow us to steal, at least we know we're going to be aggressive. When we have an opportunity to steal a base, though, with some of the guys that can run, we're going to try to do that.
Any update on Stowers?
No, I heard the report and heard about it. Yeah, it feels terrible for him.